Jerry Bader Show. It's still 10:48. What do you know about that? For the three of you besides Jason that noticed I gave the wrong time check, it was 10:45. I knew we'd be back at 10:48. My mind is 3 minutes ahead because I'm looking forward to the weekend, looking forward to the Brewers game. Is there a Grimm tonight? Is there a new Grimm? I believe there is. I have missed Grimm. The Americans has been spectacular, however, as has Mad Men. Mad Men is off, I think, to its best season artistically, in 2 or 3 years, I think. Very, very good. Speaking of very good, just before the break, I played for you a spot from the campaign of Dr. Monica Webby. Dr. Monica Webby is a pediatric neurosurgeon, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in the state of Oregon. She is in a May 20th GOP primary for the right to take on vulnerable Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley. She is, as I said, a pediatric neurosurgeon. She tells in the ad, if you missed it, Jason played it a few minutes ago, tells the story of one of Dr. Webby's patients, a woman who was told to abort her baby. But the ad is not about pro-life, in my opinion. It's not about that. This woman was told to abort her baby, and then she went to Dr. Webby, who said, congratulations, you're going to have a daughter. Because of a severe deformity on the girl's spine, she was told, you should abort the baby. Dr. Webby told her, no, I can fix her spine once she's born. And she did. This was 12 years ago. The 12-year-old daughter appears in the ad. Now, clearly, there is a pro-life message there. The whole concept of discarding a baby because it's damaged goods. Still a baby. And that Dr. Webby, obviously a gifted, brilliant pediatric neurosurgeon, took that tiny baby in her hands and fixed its spine. But it goes beyond anything having to do with pro-abortion, pro-life. It goes far beyond that. And this type of ad is one that more Republicans can run. Well, they're not all neurosurgeons, you know. They don't all have those kind of success stories. I understand that. The key to this ad, and the name of the ad, is trust. She trusted Dr. Webby. She literally, this woman, put her child's life in her hands, literally. She came through for her. Again, you may be going, yeah, well, most Republicans running for public office can't do that. This is where you have to understand the big picture behind messaging and that you have to have a message to give. The advice I'm about to impart, quite frankly, is not valid for incumbent Republicans who have a track record of whether or not they can be trusted. These are for political newcomers. She's a political newcomer. By the way, she wears her surgical scrubs in the ad. Now, some of you will say that this is exploitative or manipulative. Well, let me compare and contrast that. Here's an ad where you take the personal experience of someone that was exploitative and manipulative. Boy, two words I can't pronounce, and I try to throw them together. Tom Barrett. Tom Barrett showing photos of himself in a campaign ad beaten to a bloody pulp. Tom Barrett is a victim. Was manipulative and exploitative. Now, his actions in how he got beat nearly to death were heroic. Unarmed, and he would still have you be unarmed in the same situation today. Unarmed, he came to a woman's aid. That part was heroic. The rest of the ad was exploitative. There's no question about it. Here is what she is doing. She's doing a positive emotional appeal. Yeah, she's making herself look like a superhero to some degree, and that's the part that most candidates for public office don't have. But you have to have a story. Now, this happened 12 years ago, and she thought to use it. Or her people around her sat her down and said, what's a story about you we can tell? And I played this for Jason, and he agreed with me. When you watch the video, you darn near want to cry. I mean that quite literally. Okay? Not everybody's going to have that caliber of story. I understand that. But if you don't have a message that imparts why voters should trust you, and if you don't have a message that either has its own emotional appeal or one that you can attach an emotional appeal, as I've told you in the past, the key to successful advertising is an emotional appeal. What is it? What emotion can you touch in the listener or the viewer? But it has to be real. Where most candidates fail is it's phony. A real emotional appeal. You must have a story in your background. And as I told Jason when we were looking at the video, if you don't, maybe you shouldn't be running for public office. And I mean that quite seriously. If you can't sit down with those in your campaign and brainstorm and say, this is the story that defines me, this is the story that tells you who I am, or one of the stories that tells you who I am. If you don't have a genuine, sincere story to drive an emotional appeal of an ad, and that emotional appeal being the most important to a political candidate in this case, the emotional appeal of trust, then maybe you shouldn't be running for public office. And I know the mantra here. Now, you got to go dirty because dirty works, and when they go dirty on you, you got to respond. And so on, so on, so on. I have a piece that appears on Right Wisconsin today that is based on a segment that I did on the show this week. And it's a lesson, a message, to the currently three and maybe more candidates for the Republican primary in the 6th Congressional District. Do not tear each other down. Now, this is challenging because none of them are political newcomers. They are new to the House of Representatives. Or whoever wins will be new to that race. I know that. But they are all political incumbents right now. Joe Lipom, Glenn Grothman, and Dewey Strable. I guess it's Strobel. Everyone else pronounces it Strobel. What's going on over there that you're shaking your head? What kind of calls are you getting that's got you in such a tizzy over there? The show's almost over. Just relax. That said, all three of those men should be able to tell that story. I think Joe Lipom has already done a good job of that type of messaging to start it out. And I'm sure Glenn and Dewey can do the same. Rather than fall into the trap that the U.S. Senate candidates did in 2012 and try to distinguish themselves from one another by throwing mud and just getting viciously dirty, which was started by a third-party group. Rather than do that, tell a story. I've said this before. What is the most successful emotional appeal in advertising history? Jason, you should know this because I ask it about every 3 months. The most emotional appeal, successful emotional appeal. Every kiss begins with K. Now, Jared's tried to rip that off, and I don't think it's worked very well. He went to Jared's. I don't think that is as effective. Why? Because it's about Jared's. Every kiss begins with K is about her reaction when she gets that piece of jewelry, that diamond. This is something all conservative candidates should learn. Some have done it. I'm not saying this has not worked before. I have never seen it work to this degree. It is 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you? Everyone's looking to see if it was you.
Jerry Bader Show.